On this day, June 2nd, 1774, a law was enacted which exposed Massachusetts women to a fate worse than death. Would the men protect their women? We'll tell you that story. Let's get started. On this day, June 2nd, 1774, the Quartering Act was enacted by Britain. Now let's give some background because this act is nuts. That's the best I can say about it. The Boston Tea Party occurred on December 16th, 1773, and the king thought it was an act of crazy men. He was irate, and with his incredible stubbornness and inability to discern the signs of the times, he arrogantly decided to humble the American rebels once and for all, you know. And of course, he was so arrogant, he never questioned his abilities to do just that. Now, he wrote this of the colonists: "They will be lions while we are lambs, but if we take the resolute part, they will undoubtedly prove very meek." Well, how did that theory work out for King Georgie? Well, we shall see. So the king led Parliament to make an example out of Boston by passing drastic measures. Now, the Parliament passed a series of them, four in total, in 1774, which became known as the Intolerable Acts. First, there was the Boston Port Bill. It was passed. This moved the capital from Boston to Salem and closed the port of Boston from all trade until the Bostonians paid for the tea that they destroyed. Second, the Regulating Act was passed. This annulled the Massachusetts Charter and put the colony under despotism. From now on, judges, sheriffs, and other officers would be appointed by the governor, not by the local assembly. Town meetings, where they made laws for themselves, were forbidden. Basically, their right of self-government, which they enjoyed for many years, was completely abolished. After all, the king said that those meetings were hotbeds of disloyalty. The fourth act was the Quebec Act, which we won't get into here. We're going to focus on this third act because it is a whopper, an awful act. On this day, June 2nd, 1774, what might have been the worst act of all, the Quartering Act, was enacted. Now, like I said, this one is a whopper because of its implications. The act basically forced people to take British soldiers into their homes and provide for them free of charge. Now, this practice was considered worse than death by Europeans who experienced this treatment before. Quartering a soldier meant the household was at the mercy of the soldier. He ran the house. European soldiers became infamous for raping the women in the home, destroying the owner's possessions, and smacking the men of the house around. That's the history of the practice, and that's its reputation. So, imagine being a husband of a wife and a father of a daughter knowing these acts are in place. What's worse than that, imagine being a woman knowing what was going to happen, or possibly might happen. Now, to add insult to injury, the act also provided that if soldiers were accused of murdering colonists, they were to be sent to England for trial. They couldn't be tried there in the colonies, like what John Adams did when he helped Captain Preston and his men with the so-called Boston Massacre. From now on, they were just going to be sent to England for an unjust trial. That means Americans knew that this meant murderers would be set free. The soldiers could basically get away with rape, theft, and murder if they wanted to. Well, the king, being obstinate as he was, sent General Thomas Gage to enforce these laws. Now, Americans were outraged and refused to submit, of course. People from all the colonies organized what were called committees of correspondence. And these committees from the other colonies sent messages to Boston encouraging them to stand their ground or all would be lost. The colonies were united in their understanding of the implications of these terrible, intolerable acts. These committees of correspondence were instrumental in getting the men together who met in Philadelphia that September for the First Continental Congress. The rest, as they say, is history. Well, 2 years later, when the Declaration of Independence was written, Thomas Jefferson wrote a list of grievances against the king. Two of them are as follows. First, he has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. And the second one, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us. Now, after we won independence, the Founding Fathers went even further and made sure a provision against quartering soldiers was put into our Constitution. The Third Amendment reads as follows: "No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner." And then it also went on to say this: "Nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law." So even in a time of great emergency, no quartering of troops unless it was done in a legal manner and in a just manner. So the protections were put in place by our founders. Well, the Quartering Act basically turned the Revolution into an armed resistance against home invaders and potential rapists of wives and daughters. The colonists were defending their homes and protecting their women, a truly noble cause. So, sorry, Crazy George, you were wrong. When it comes to protecting our women, we will never prove very meek.